Andy Moon with Tommy Keelick. Tommy, disappointment, but you must be so proud of your players.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I have to be brutally honest, one of the fears you have coming into the game, and it's not sort of a negative thing, is that, you know, you've got all this build-up, and for us you've got a really big crowd, and then the game turns out to be a sort of non-event. You get beat 4-5 and, you know, everyone wonders what all the fuss was about. But, you know, the players just absolutely ran their hearts out, and it was certainly, you know, I wanted it to be competitive throughout, and it was certainly that. And in the second half, I thought there were certainly stages of it where we looked the more likely team to perhaps win the game. Overall, Hayes and Yedding were better than us, as I knew they would be. And good luck to them in the next round. But we came very, very close to perhaps, at the very least, forcing a replay.
What did you say to the players at half-time? Because in the second half, I would have challenged anyone to say which was the Conference Premier team and which was the Wessex League team. There was nothing to choose between the two.
Well, in actual fact, our game plan at half time, or our intention at half time, was to play in the same way and certainly not to concede for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Keep the score to 1-0 at the very least. And then last 25 minutes, whatever it was, we were really going to have a go to see if we could get a goal and push things on. But we didn't want to go all guns blazing straight away after half time and then end up conceding an early goal and the game's beyond us. So to get the goal when we did gave us a real impetus, and I thought from then on we looked strong. And towards the end, in actual fact, you could see that Hayes and Yedding were perhaps settling for a replay, and that again gave us a bit of momentum. But clearly, you know, the penalty decision which gave them their second goal was the crucial thing.
Do you think it was a penalty?
Well, it did look to me like it was a penalty, albeit some of our players were suggesting that it was outside the box, but it was certainly borderline. Perhaps what I'm a little bit more disappointed about is that I felt we had a very good claim for a penalty before that, and the referee didn't give it to us. He acknowledged that the ball had hit the player on the hand, but said that it wasn't deliberate. But the player's hands were sort of stretched out high and wide, and the balls hit him. And in those situations, you very often get a penalty, and we didn't. And that, you know, probably that those are the big turning points.
And just that moment, 4 minutes from time, when it was still 1-1 in the goalmouth scramble, and the ball went just over the crossbar, and it really could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably, again, a big moment for us. But like I say, the overriding thing, I think the players just deserve unbelievable credit to have won, you know, to have won through six rounds to get to this stage. You know, it's just brilliant, or six matches rather, to get to this stage. It's a brilliant achievement, and to run a conference side so close, who majority of which are full-time players, again, it's a magnificent achievement for the players. It's just heartbreaking to fall so short, or fall short by such a narrow margin.
Just finally, a word for the crowd, because they turned out in force and really got behind the side.
Yeah. Definitely, it was a big occasion for the club, and what we really hope is that people have seen that, you know, the game wasn't a classic, and I'm not saying that we were passing the ball around and looking like, you know, it was hugely entertaining from that point of view in terms of the quality of the football on offer. But they could see, you know, that this club has really got a heart and soul, and the team have got a heart and soul, and I hope that we'll get some people coming back.